Good morning, humanity, or good evening, good night, good afternoon, wherever you might be. Today, we are going to talk about dreams. So if you're under those covers, no nightmares tonight. They're going to be dreams. My name is Fif, and I'm your hostess with the mostest, and I'm also the medical clown and the co-founder of MediClown Academy right here in Auroville in India, southern India, the place of human unity. Do you remember when you were little and you thought, I'm going to be an astronaut, I'm going to be an artist, I'm going to be an actor, I'm going to be a fireman, I'm going to be a farmer? And you had that dream and you felt it and you knew that that's what you were going to do. And as you got older, maybe that dream kind of fell away a bit. Or people said, how can you be a clown? How can you do this? How can you do that? And those dreams just kind of fell away. And then you got to be older and you thought, wow, I'm not a fireman. I'm not an actor. I'm not a clown. I'm not a puppeteer. I'm not a business person. And then as you get older, you still go, well, what am I going to do? How can I get that dream back? Let me share with you a story. Well, first of all, I did become an actor, and I am an actor. I am a medical clown. So these are some of the things that I wanted. But I want to share with you the story of my friend Mary Ann. I met Mary Ann last year, and she was already in her late 60s. She was 69 or something. And she said, you know, I've always wanted to be married and have a relationship with a man. You see, she had been a nun most of her life. And she loved it. She enjoyed it. She'd had a fantastic time. But this was something that she really wanted to experience. And so at this gathering that we were at, there was a number of us, about 30 of us were there. And she shared her dream. And she said, you know, I would love to meet a man, and I can just see it. And she pictured it and we all saw it. She goes, I want to be wearing a red dress and I want to be dancing to Woman in Red, that beautiful song, Woman in Red. And she showed us what she would do. And we all came together and said, well, let's recreate that for you. And so someone gave her a red shawl. Someone else said, here, use my husband and he can be your partner. And then we said to Scotty, who was the DJ and fantastic sound musician, sound engineer, Scotty, can you put Woman in Red on? And Scotty did. And so there she was with this other woman's husband and dancing and throwing her head back and laughing, which we will do at the end of the show. And as she did that, we all pictured her because we believed that this is what would happen. And she borrowed our belief that this is what would happen. And lo and behold, we had a great time. We had a wonderful celebration. And you know what? Not more than a year later, she found the man of her dreams. He was in his 70s, and his wife had passed away some 4 or 5 years before then. And they met, and they fell in love. And she sent us then a picture of her with this beautiful man with her red dress. And it was a video, actually. Sorry, it was a video with her red dress. And she was twirling around to Lady in Red. She's now in her 70s. So it doesn't matter if you're 6, 16, 36, or 76. Never, ever give up on your dream. If you see it, you visualize it, you feel it, it will happen. Live that dream as if it is happening now, just like Mary Ann did. And on that note, Stefano, hey, Stefano also is a six, is an S. We're going to get you to laugh. And as we're doing that, subscribe on the button below. Leave your comments as to what is your dream and how can we support you in that dream. And so now let's just laugh our way out of here dancing to Lady in Red. Your dreams will come true. Live them to the fullest.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.